WHO reports global coronavirus cases jump 11% with America's leading the way. By Simon Kent on December 29, 2021. The World Health Organization, WHO, reported late Tuesday the number of global coronavirus cases jumped by 11% over the last 7 days compared to the previous week, with the biggest increase in the Americas. The gain built on a gradual increase since October. The UN Health Agency delivered an overview stating some 4.99 million newly reported cases around the world from December 20 to 26. Europe accounted for more than half the total, with 2.84 million, though that amounted to barely a 3% increase over the previous week. It also had the highest infection rate of any region, with 304.6 new cases per 100,000 residents. The Chinese Communist government on Monday also admitted to its worst coronavirus case numbers in over 20 months, as Breitbart News reported. The governing regime acknowledged 200 new coronavirus infections, 150 of them in Shenzhen, a provincial capital with a population of 13 million that has been under strict lockdown for the past week. Shenzhen has now logged a total of 810 cases, including a 38-day-old infant boy. WHO said new cases elsewhere in the Americas rose 39% to nearly 1.48 million, and the region had the second highest infection rate with 144.4 new cases per 100,000 residents. The U.S. alone saw more than 1.18 million cases, a 34% increase, even as nationwide vaccination programs remain in full swing. The 7-day average of U.S. cases topped 267,000 on Tuesday, with Washington, D.C., Maryland and Virginia particularly hard hit. Meanwhile, the BBC reports in Europe. Infections in Italy topped 78,000 cases, hitting a new record since the start of the pandemic. It also recorded 202 deaths, bringing the total number of deaths in the country to 136,753. Portugal also recorded a new total of 17,172 cases on Tuesday, a rise on Monday's total. Greece's health minister, Thanos Plevras, called for calm after the country reported 21,657 cases. Cyprus also recorded a single-day record high of infections, with 2,241 new cases. Health authorities in England reported a record 117,093 cases. Full UK-wide coronavirus data has been unavailable over the Christmas period. The agency said the overall risk related to the new variant, Omicron, remains very high. It cited consistent evidence that it has a growth advantage over the Delta variant, which remains dominant in parts of the world. As of 26 December, over 278 million cases and just under 5.4 million deaths have been reported globally as restrictions return in many countries. It noted a decline in case incidence has been seen in South Africa, and that early data from that country, the UK and Denmark, suggest a reduced risk of hospitalization with Omicron. But it cautioned more data is needed to understand the clinical markers of severity, including the use of oxygen, mechanical ventilation and death, and how severity may be impacted by vaccination and/or prior infection. AP contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.